It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill. As always, support for the segment comes from the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They and the Carrboro Business Alliance are reminding you to shop small and buy local this holiday season. Whether you plan to shop for gifts online or in person this season, know that local matters. It is Tuesday, so we are talking some Hillsboro. And joining me on the phone, as she does most Tuesdays, is Hillsboro Mayor Jen Weaver. Happy Tuesday, Jen. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Brighton. I'm doing well. Are you doing okay?
Yeah, doing all right. We're kind of hitting the stretch here where we have a lot of different stories that we're covering, and we're trying to keep up with all of these local government meetings that are kind of a mix of sometimes a busy agenda when we're at the end of the year, even though there's not like a whole lot that's happening right before we head into winter breaks. But at the same time, still some stuff that we want to try and wrap up as we see the local governments do before we hit that about a month-long pause. And I know that that was the case for the Hillsboro Board of Commissioners, who met last night. But last night was like the first in-person meeting in a very long time, right, Jen?
Yes, I believe, if I was looking back at my calendar correctly, March 9th of 2020 was the last time we were all together in that room.
Hard to imagine it has been truly that long, but it was for a good reason too, since you were sworn back in as Hillsboro mayor. We also saw Kathleen Ferguson and Rob English sworn in as commissioners once again too. So how did everything go? Was the ceremony fun? Were people able to attend?
Yeah, the ceremony was great. You know, this was my fourth swearing in, and I believe Kathleen's fourth as well. And it's really, somber. I don't mean that in a downer kind of way, but just really taking the oath of office is a very kind of sobering experience because, saying the words and it really drives home the weight of the responsibility that we are taking on. And it's very meaningful and also celebratory. So it's something I always enjoy.
Well, that is good to hear, and it's fun to see all of our local governments do it together as well, kind of in that same stretch right after an election season. And so I mentioned not particularly a light agenda for the Board of Commissioners last night because there was plenty of other things happening besides that swearing-in process. Can you share what some of the other highlights were besides being back in person altogether?
Absolutely. And yes, Hillsboro always does it that way. We have our December swearing in, have a short recess, and then go right into a regular business meeting. So we do the party and then carry right on forward. So we had some kind of regular business items to take care of, but a big highlight for sure was talking through and approving approving staff to negotiate a contract with the firm that was chosen for the design of the train station. So that was an RFQ process that went through a longer, the period for submissions was a little bit longer than usual because staff wanted to be sure that they, gave plenty of time for folks to have really good applications and for people to really think it through because this is a really significant project for Hillsboro, something we've been looking forward to for a long time and is going to, be a real center kind of location in the town. So it'll be very important for us. And a firm was chosen through that process, through the RFQ process. It's Clearscapes, who also was a major player in the design of the Raleigh train station, Union Station, which is really beautiful. I'm not sure if you've ever had the chance to check that out, but it's great. So that's just super exciting to be one more step along the way.
It is exciting. I know that you and I have talked about this project several times in the past, but can you quickly, for listeners who might not remember all the details, share kind of where this train station is hoping to be built and what some of the elements are that the town government is hoping to, really include, what they are prioritizing in the design process in this next step?
Yes. So there is a piece of property that is kind of in this corner that is formed by Highway 70A and South Churton Street back behind there towards where the HYAA baseball field the ones they used to use. The town bought those many acres back there, and a small portion of that acreage will be used for the train station. And so this is just for building the building that, you know, the ticket office will be in. It'll be, you know, there by the tracks, obviously. And it will also have some purpose for the town as well. So there will be some kind of town presence there. And we're still in the decision process of what else will go around in that area. So this is, a long-term thing with much to unfold still. So right now we're focusing on that particular building to get it constructed, and it will be a net zero building as well.
We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver, and you can find more information about that train station project as well as the Hillsborough Board of Commissioners meeting that happened last night by heading to hillsboroughnc.gov. Really excited to see that beginning to come together. I know that just the selection of a designer is such an early step in the process, but for a project that has been kind of in the works for the Hillsborough community for so long, I imagine it does kind of feel like it's a real stake in the ground in terms of, okay, we've got some real traction on this now. It's actually happening.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because this will be the firm that will, we still don't really have something, a formulated idea of what it's going to look like. I mean, we have an idea, but we haven't seen anything on paper. And so then that will be something that we will be seeing relatively soon, now that we've selected that firm.
So again, that was a big part of the Board of Commissioners meeting that happened last night. You can find that video on the town's YouTube account or by heading to the town government website. And something else that was shared by the town government this past week, Jen, is something that I think a lot of people might not have put some connections to. But of course, we had a burn ban in place across all of North Carolina's counties for a brief period that has since been lifted. But at the same time, we're still in a bit of a drought right now, and the town government shared some details about Hillsborough going through some potential water struggles. Can you share what some of the messaging was and kind of what is going on?
Yeah, so this news release that went out yesterday read like a reminder to the community of just to be aware of the time that we're in. We're in a period of moderate drought. So we do not, we have enough supply in our reservoir. We have enough day supply that we are not, issuing any kind of mandatory restrictions or even voluntary restrictions that are being articulated. But it was a reminder to the public that there are some, use for outdoor water guidelines that are in our town code already, and that to remind people what those are. And they have to do with being sure people are using shutoff nozzles so that, your water isn't just running when you're washing your car or what have you. Some limitations on, sprinkler spray irrigation systems. And, those are in place all of the time. So I encourage people to go to the website and check out those in detail. And it's also true that Lake Orange, which is, that's a county lake, but is our backup. Part of our backup water there. They serve as a backup source for several entities, including the Hillsborough Water Utility. And they're going to have to be lowering their levels to do some kind of work on Lake Orange. And so it's just a chance to remember to conserve water where you can and when you can in the ways that we know you can.
Yeah, they're pretty simple ways. And as you said, it's not a red flag emergency right now, but we know that every now and then our region does kind of hit patches like this. And, from past experiences, we can start to have some problems with our water supplies. And yeah, it kind of sounds like it's a no pun intended, kind of a rough storm of so many things happening at once to make it challenging. And I know that the Hillsborough Water Supply just finished doing all of those reservoir expansions, but it doesn't seem like we've had enough rain in the last, this year or just the last few months to kind of return that reservoir to its normal amount, let alone the expanded amount, right?
That's exactly right. So we had to lower the water in order to do that construction, which would allow us to hold more water given the opportunity. But as of yet, because of the drought conditions, it has not filled up to its former condition yet.
Well, you can find that message and those helpful tips in terms of water conservation and things to keep in mind by heading to the Town of Hillsborough's website, which is hillsboroughnc.gov. We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver, and we do have a couple minutes left before we need to begin to wrap up. Jen, is there anything else happening around the town government or just the Hillsborough community in general that you want to flag for folks?
Yes, December 16th from 6 to 8:30 is the toy giveaway in Winter Wonderland. That will be at the Dorothy Johnson Community Center. That's put on by the Hillsborough Police Department. And it's they started the Winter Wonderland last year during COVID, and it was a big success. They just, you know, really decorate up the community center beautifully. And the toy giveaway, it's a drive-through toy giveaway, 6 to 8:30 on December 16th.
And we're also 1 week away from the lantern walk being back too, right? So I imagine if people need to, if they're going to be crafting any sort of elaborate lanterns for the walk, now's probably not a bad time to start.
Trust me, from past experience, you want to start it now because you need it to be dry by the time you're ready to do the walk. So if you're planning on anything paper mache, you better hop to it. So that is on the night of the solstice, which I think is maybe a week from today. And I also want to give a congratulations. One thing from our town board meeting I failed to mention is that Matt Hughes was chosen to be the next mayor pro tem. So that will be good for our board as well. And thanks to Mark Bell for serving in that role before.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, again, if you want to find any other things happening around the Hillsborough town government or more information about what we've been discussing today, hillsboroughnc.gov is going to largely have you covered. And as always, we thank you, Mayor Weaver, for the time, and we'll talk with you again next week.
It was great to be here. Talk to you next week.